Glory to Jesus Christ! Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish presents Light of the East, a program revealing how the Eastern Catholic Churches have nourished the Roman Catholic Churches and today's world in profound ways through their histories, traditions, mysteries, and spirituality. Hello, I am Father Thomas J. Loya, pastor of Annunciation of the Mother of God Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen, Illinois, and this is a story of the Eastern Churches, an inspiring story of faith, courage, intrigue, mystery, spirituality, dissension, and reconciliation. But most of all, this is an expression of a great experience of faith through our unique divine liturgy. Join with me now as we look toward the Light of the East.
Light of the East is also underwritten by a grant from the charitable Koch Foundation, whose vision is to strengthen and propagate the Catholic faith by providing grant support for a wide variety of evangelization efforts. Learn more at KochFoundation.org. Koch spelled K-O-C-H. And Light of the East is also supported by Eastern Christian Publications, where you can find the prayers of the Catholic Byzantine Daily Office at ecpubs.com and easternchristianmedia.com. A broadband network. For you to learn more about the Eastern Catholic Churches, that's easternchristianpublications.com.
Glory to Jesus Christ and welcome to Light of the East. I am Father Thomas Loya, your host. So often the question is asked of me, or just in general, in the Catholic Church, among Catholics. They'll ask, well, what is the difference between the Eastern Catholic Church, or if they're talking to me, they'll say my Byzantine Catholic Church, and the Roman Catholic Church? And also, the other question is, where can I get a book or the book that will tell me about all this? Well, I usually respond this way. I try to make it very, very simple. There's, first of all, no one source to find out about all these answers, but we'll refer you to at least a couple that we recommend here at Light of the East. You may have heard of them from time to time on our program here. One reference is the Byzantine Seminary Press. You can go online for these things and find them. Byzantine Seminary Press, Eastern Christian Publications, which would be ecpubs.com, and St. Vladimir's Seminary Press. Between those three sources, you'll find just a world of information, of books, pamphlets, all kinds of things to read about the Eastern Catholic Churches. Now, also, I correct the question a little bit. I tweak it a bit and I say, well, really the question is, what is the difference between the Eastern Catholic Churches and the Latin Rite or the Western Rite Churches? That's actually how you would say it. I know when I say Latin Rite, oftentimes Latin Rite Catholics think I'm referring to the traditional Latin Mass, but I'm actually referring to the correct terminology for one of the rites of the Church. See, if you are Roman Catholic, you are actually Catholic of the Latin Rite, which is mostly associated with the Roman Catholic Church or vice versa, because it's the largest rite by far the largest rite in the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church is called Roman because it's centered in Rome. But that center, that church centered in Rome, represents many different expressions. Most of them are in the East, the Eastern Rites. So the question would be best phrased this way. What is the difference between the Eastern Catholic Churches and the Latin Rite, or the Western Rites of the Catholic Church? There's only a few Western Rites left right now. For all practical purposes, there's really only one fully functioning or fully known rite in the Western long of the Church, and that is, of course, the Latin Rite. But the question is always asked in a way where they want that one place, that one sort of go-to source, or that one answer of what is the difference. And that's basically impossible. There are a number of sources. I just referred to three of them, three of my favorite sources, and again, I'll repeat them, Byzantine Seminary Press, ecpubs.com, which is Eastern Christian Publications, and St. Vladimir Seminary Press. There are a number of sources, but those are my favorites. And there's no one source that will do it all, and there's no one simple answer. This is the closest that I come to answering that question simply. Like, what is the difference that implies there's one difference? Or you can wrap it up in one single comparison or one answer. The closest I come is this. The difference is not so much in the matter of belief. We have the same fundamental beliefs. It's a matter of how we express those beliefs. In other words, what is emphasized? Think of it as a diamond. The church is a diamond. It's a many-faceted diamond, as diamonds are. That's what makes them beautiful. Same thing with the church. The many facets of the church, in other words, the many rites of the church, is what makes the church beautiful. And each rite of the church, think of them as one of those facets on the diamond. Each facet on a diamond is equally precious as the other. They all sparkle. You wouldn't say, well, you don't have to have this facet, or that facet isn't as good as the other one. They're all beautiful, and all those facets together, being who they are, their own unique facets, make up the beautiful, sparkly diamond. And that's the same thing with the church. So it's a matter of what facet of the diamond, or in other words, what emphasis. That's where you find the greatest differences, the most noticeable ones. So they're not differences of belief. They're not fundamental, foundational differences. They're differences of style, expression, and emphasis. Now, the one thing, though, we have to remember is that we are bonded, the two lungs of the church, and I'll make it again very simple, by two things, two major things. We're bonded by many things, but I'll make it simple. We're bonded by our unity with the Pope of Rome. And secondly, we're bonded by the creed that we say at our respective liturgies, our respective Eucharistic liturgies, the Mass and the liturgy in the Eastern churches. We might say that creed just a little bit different, but basically it's the same. We profess the same basic fundamental beliefs together, no doubt about it. And there's no doubt that we are all in union with the Pope of Rome. That's what makes the Eastern churches so-called Eastern Catholic. Now, all the Eastern Catholic churches except one, that's the Maronite Church, have an Orthodox counterpart. We have an Orthodox counterpart to us. That's because the Eastern Catholic churches came from the Orthodox churches. In other words, those are the parts of the Orthodox churches that returned back into union with Rome, starting in about the 16th and 17th centuries. Those other parts of the Orthodox churches that have not come back into union and Rome has not reunited with them, you have to say it both ways, they are still called the Orthodox churches. Oftentimes, we're referred to in the Eastern Catholic churches as the Catholic Orthodox rites or the Catholic Orthodox churches. Well, it's close, but it's not exactly right. You have to use the word East and Catholic. If you say Orthodox Catholic, it doesn't quite make sense. It's not quite accurate, although it does come close. In other words, it's acknowledging that we're an Eastern church, but we're also Catholic. So the more proper way is to say Eastern Catholic churches. When you say Orthodox, and of course that means capital O, that's the formal title for the Orthodox churches. Eastern churches like ours, Eastern churches, but not in communion with Rome. They used to be. We all were one. We were one happy family, a happy marriage for 1,000 years. Yes, 1,000 years. Imagine the first millennium, of the church. It's hard for us to imagine. 1,000 years, there were no splits, at least not a major schism like we have now, Orthodox versus Catholic. That came in 1054, and we've been a part ever since. But parts of the Orthodox Church have reunited with Rome and Rome with them, and those are the Eastern Catholic churches, which of course is what I am. I am one of those Byzantine, one of those Eastern rites of the Catholic Church. Now, going back to this idea of emphasis and style, that's really the simplest way to understand the differences between us. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One example is the sacrament of confession. Now remember, in everything that we do, we all share the same basic teaching, the same basic belief. Our theologies differ only in emphasis and style, and that is manifested in how we do things. So in other words, the way we pray, the way we do things is how we believe, how we look at things. So for the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of reconciliation, and we call the sacraments in the Eastern Catholic churches the mysteries. This, for example, is one in which the emphasis is a little bit different than in the Latin Rite. A little bit different, not better or lesser or not the same. It's in terms of its foundational belief. It's an emphasis. It's a way to approach it. Both East and West have parts of each other in their sacraments and the way they approach things, just that there's a matter of emphasis. Okay, in the emphasis of confession in the Eastern Catholic churches is one not so much of making up for the sin, a just of penance. Yes, that's there. Like I said, we do have shared approaches, but there's different emphasis in each rite. In the Eastern rites, the emphasis of confession is more one not so much of making up or penance, but it is of healing. In other words, you come to the priest, you come to confession, the sacrament, the mystery, like we come to a doctor. We tell the doctor what's wrong with us, how we hurt, or how we don't feel good, how we're not right. And he listens, and he then responds by telling us what we should do to get better. In other words, he prescribes something to us. So the priest stands in confession in the Eastern churches more like a spiritual father or a doctor, like a spiritual guide. Now, what he gives the penitent is, of course, a penance. It certainly qualifies for penance, but it's done in a way that the emphasis is on doing something or changing something, an attitude, a way to pray, something to do or to stop doing that is like a remedy. Think of it as he's the doctor writing out the prescription or the therapy. Sometimes when I approach confession like this, and it's a Latin Rite Catholic, and again, Latin Rite Catholics can receive the sacraments of any Eastern Catholic Church and vice versa. When a Latin Rite Catholic comes to me for confession, and I'm doing it in the Byzantine style, usually the first thing they say is, well, Father, I've never gone to confession in the Byzantine Rite before. And I tell them, just relax. It's basically exactly the same. Couple little nuances different, but just relax and be and do what you're familiar with. But when it comes time for the penance, that's the part that sometimes they'll ask me, well, Father, what was my penance? And I'll say, well, it's what I told you to do. That's your penance, or your attitude shift or prayer shift or whatever. We'll talk more about that when we return. I'm Father Thomas Loya on Light of the East.
Every day, Father Loya posts a brief 2-minute Facebook video on the Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish homepage. You'll be amazed at what you can learn just by watching. Light of the East mission is Christianity's reunion and to tell the story of the Eastern Lung of the Catholic Church. We need your support. In order to keep Light of the East on the air, you can make a donation now by going to ByzantineCatholic.com. That's ByzantineCatholic.com. And then donate securely using any major credit card. With your help, we can keep Light of the East's illumination bright.
This is Bishop Robert Pipta of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma asking you to join me at our New Horizons Luncheon on Saturday, September 28th at 11 a.m. at the Tinley Park Convention Center in Tinley Park, Illinois. This luncheon is an opportunity to glorify and thank God and to support the Eparchy while enjoying dinner, drinks, music, and my sharing of a vision for our Midwest region. For registration and sponsorship information, visit parma.org and look under the Support Us tab. I'm Bishop Robert Pipta of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma, and you are listening to our very own Father Thomas Loya on Light of the East.
You are listening to the Choirs of Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church under the direction of Timothy Woods in Homer Glen, Illinois. This is the music you hear on Light of the East and is sung during the sacred liturgy at Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish. Order online at ByzantineCatholic.com. All we ask is a donation of $20 or more, which includes shipping and handling, to Annunciation Parish for each Theosis CD. Send a check made out to Annunciation Parish at 14610 Wilcook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. And may God grant you.
Happy
Welcome back to Light of the East. I am Father Thomas Loyal, your host, trying to answer simply the big question of what is the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Catholic Churches? And also with that comes the question, where can I go to learn, to read? Where's the book I can get to learn about the Eastern Catholic Churches? And we're trying to make that simple. Again, I'll repeat my references to you. If you want to get not just a book, but all kinds of books and material, go to Byzantine Seminary Press or ecpubs.com or St. Vladimir's Seminary Press. There's many other sources. You know how to search around online, but those are three that I would recommend. So we're talking about, first of all, confession. We're saying that the emphasis of confession in the Eastern Catholic Churches is one of a healing. A penitent being like a patient going to a doctor, and the doctor prescribes the healing. And that becomes the penance. Now, you can call it penance, or we just don't call it anything. We just basically tell the penitent after they have confessed what to do, what not to do, little shifts in things, prayer, attitudes, behaviors, even in spirituality or to read something. It's sometimes the penance in the Latin Rite is similar to this. But the Eastern Church has more of a kind of a healing dimension to it. And then, of course, we do the prayer of absolution. And the way we do it is, and this is why we usually have the face-to-face confession, and ideally, confession in the Eastern Churches is done by the penitent standing in the church in front of the icon of Jesus Christ, which is on the icon screen, which separates the sanctuary from the nave. Now, I do it that way as long as I know nobody else is around, of course, for privacy's sake. When I can do it that way, I'll do it that way. Otherwise, I do confession in a room, which is my ends up for me is my office. That seems to be working pretty well. There are confessionals that some Eastern churches have, or there's just a kneeler in church or a kneeler in the corner somewhere. But the idea is that the penitent is facing Christ, facing an icon of Christ, and the priest is perpendicular to the penitent. The idea being is that the emphasis is the penitent is confessing to Christ, but through the church, but also in that way to the church as well. That's the position of the priest. The priest represents the meeting point of heaven and earth. So by going to a priest for confession, we're going to both things that we offended when we sin. We hurt the relationship between us and the church, as well as between us and God. So we have to make up for both. We have to repair or heal both. So the penitent looks at an icon of Christ. If we're standing in the Byzantine church, they look at the icon screen, as I mentioned. Now, if they're in my office or room, we usually have an icon of Christ there. And I have a position where they're looking at that icon. They're not looking at me. Looking at the icon, I'm perpendicular to them. I hear the confession. I write out the prescription, the remedy for the healing. That's their penance. And then I take what is known in the Latin Rite as the stole, the part of the vestment the priest wears. We call it an epitracheal. It goes around the neck of the priest and runs down in front of him. He picks that up and he puts it on the head of the penitent and puts his hand on top of that stole or that epitracheal. And he pronounces the words of absolution. Now, again, there's an emphasis here. The emphasis is that that stole, that epitracheal placed on the head of the penitent, represents Christ, God, and also the church. So the church, Christ through the church, is forgiving the sins. It's not the priest himself. It's the priest who has the power to do it. The priest is the intermediary, and it's that cloth that represents God and the church. And that's why his hand doesn't touch the penitent. It touches that part of his vestment, which touches the head of the penitent. Now, the penitent can kneel for confession if they'd like, or they can stand, especially if they're in church, standing before the icon, or they can sit. But standing or kneeling are very good postures for confession. So the priest has to stand over the penitent to get that stole, that epitracheal, over their head and get that absolution prayer said, touching the penitent through the stole, through the epitracheal. There are some of the differences, as you can see, in emphasis. You notice they're not fundamentally different. A lot of times, Latin Rite Catholics ask if they can even go to confession to a Byzantine priest, an Eastern Catholic priest, of course. And it's pretty much the same way. And you don't have to feel self-conscious. The priest will help you. He's more interested, not so much in just the strict form, that you're doing the form exactly right. He is, of course, interested in the sincerity of your confession and that you can convey it. And of course, as we all know, you have to have that will. You have to leave confession, making that will in your heart, at least to try not to repeat these sins. Another aspect of the differences between the Latin Rite and the Eastern Catholic Churches in terms of emphasis would be even in the architecture and the art of the church. Latin Rite churches are very beautiful, especially the classic church architecture of the Western Church. The Gothic and Baroque cathedrals are just magnificent beyond words. In the Eastern churches, our churches are very beautiful as well and magnificent in their own way. But here's the difference. The emphasis in the West, and that's why you have, for example, the tall, very, very tall church buildings with tall spires, very much like the famous Gothic architecture. It's like the church, it's like arms and hands reaching up to heaven. In the East, the emphasis is the opposite. It's about heaven coming down to earth. And so what you'll see in Eastern churches is domes, the dome motif. And that dome then is usually over what is basically a square building, which represents, because it's a square, perfect square, like a cube, it represents the four corners of the earth, even though the earth is round, you know how we say the four corners of the world, north, south, east, and west. So you've got a dome, which represents the bending of the heavens. God bends the heavens, and the heavens now infuse himself on earth. In other words, that's the incarnation. That's the divine condescension of God. He comes down to earth, fills his creation with his own being, his own presence, and that makes what is on earth holy. So you have now the fusion of a dome, you know, God bending the heavens, coming down. It's not us reaching up to him as in the West. It's us receiving him as he bends down to us in his humility. Imagine, humiliates himself. We call that his divine condescension. And so the dome intersects with the cube, and that creates more arches, more of these sort of arch shapes that continuously run through the architecture of an Eastern Catholic church. And that gives a sense of ongoingness. In other words, when you have symmetrical lines, say like a square, those lines have a sense of finiteness to them. They're sort of finite. When you have arches, they kind of keep going as if they never end. It's like there's no beginning or end to them. It's just like they keep going and going and going around and around and intersecting. And again, that gives that sense of God, who is eternal, coming down to us and entering into us through his eternal and perfect love. And so the Eastern churches are going to be characteristic not of spires, not going to be that tall. Some of them are tall, but they're basically going to be kind of boxy with domes, especially with a principal dome or with side domes. Oftentimes, it's an odd number because it stands for different things. It symbolizes things like the four apostles plus Christ. So there's your five domes. Or even the three persons of the Trinity and the two natures of Christ. So oftentimes you'll see these domes that are odd numbers. They always have a meaning to them. So you've got the dome rather than the spire. And again, emphasis. I find this to be one of the most fascinating aspects of the complementarity of the Eastern and Western lungs of the church. The fact that you can, in an equally valid way, express the reality of the incarnation. That here we are reaching up towards a God who looks down upon us, or a God who has come down upon us and has entered into our reality. Either way, it's that striving for union, that experience of union with God, the incarnation, expressed two complementary ways, both equally valid, both equally beautiful. Another aspect of the differences between the Eastern Catholic Churches and the Latin Rite Church is the posture of worship. In the Latin Rite Church, reverence, penitence, even for many receiving even Holy Communion, is in kneeling. In the Eastern Churches, it is in standing. How about that for a difference? Standing for us is the sign, the symbol, the posture of reverence, of attentiveness. We receive Holy Communion that way. We receive confession that way. The only times we kneel or even prostrate is during the penitential season of Lent and also the very beginning of Pentecost. In the West, they kneel often as their sense of penance, receptivity to God's grace, and of honor and respect. There's many, many other differences I mentioned to you. It's hard for me to make this a very simple answer, but hopefully I did fairly well trying to make a complex answer somewhat simple and clear for you. But there's so much more. We'll get to it another time. Thanks for listening. I'm Father Thomas Loya on Light of the East.
To hear Light of the East again, visit ByzantineCatholic.com and click on the Features and Programs tab and on iTunes. Thank you for listening to Light of the East. We encourage you to tell a friend about Light of the East and to visit ByzantineCatholic.com. Light of the East is produced by ADC Media.
You know what Catholic radio is? It's training for the troops. It's a interaural of the ear boot camp. The folks who listen, who grow in their faith, grow in charity, grow in all the virtues, they then go out and exert an influence far beyond just themselves. Catholic radio has an exponential effect for bringing people deeper into the faith.
Dr. Ray Guarendi thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Thank you for listening. Next week, we will return to the Light of the East. To learn more about Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Parish, visit our website, ByzantineCatholic.com, where you will also find an archive of all of our programs. In order to continue Light of the East with its mission of Christianity's reunion, we need your support with a donation. Any amount will be a blessing. Please make out a check to Light of the East Radio and send it to Light of the East, 14610 Wilcook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. That's Light of the East, 14610 Wilcook Road, spelled Willcook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois. Or donate online on the homepage of ByzantineCatholic.com. From the Light of the East, a new dawn of unity is in sight. God bless you, go with God, and may God grant you many happy years.